Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Glass of sweet tea? Coffee? Piece of pumpkin pie? Are you too cold? Need a blanket? Are you too hot? I can turn the air down. Does that sound familiar to you? If you're from the South, it sure does. I have sweet memories of going to my grandmother's house after school, and from the moment we walked in the door to the moment we walked out, she wanted to be sure we were taken care of, that we were fed, that we were comfortable. We just had to eat something, even if we weren't hungry. It was just too exhausting to say no because she would keep asking you until she had gone through every single thing in her fridge and then her pantry. She wore you down with guilt and Southern hospitality. The root of her offerings was love, a nurturing heart wanting to be sure we had what we need. And my mom does the same thing, and I'm afraid I might as well. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? We are creatures of comfort. We like to be warm and cozy and have what we need, and we want that for those around us. What about our faith? As a Christian, are we called to be comfortable? Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." So Jesus is talking to the disciples, and it's like he's just being sure they understand the job description, what's expected. There are three main parts of it: deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Deny yourself. This goes 100% against the cultural norm. We want what we want, how we want it, and when we want it. What we need to be comfortable. We have plans and goals and action steps to meet those goals. Yep, lay that down. Give it to Jesus, put him first. Deny your agenda. That's the place you'll actually discover it. We see Jesus deny himself in the garden as he prayed to the Father, "Not my will, but thine be done." That's our example. Jesus also says, "Take up your cross." He is referencing the Roman practice of forcing condemned criminals to carry part of the cross that would be used for their own execution, which foreshadowed what Jesus would be forced to do leading up to his crucifixion. Taking up your cross is dying to your way, your will, and trusting God with your life and choosing his way and his will. How often do we give Jesus just enough of our heart to think we're good when true freedom and abundant life is found in giving him every piece of our heart, daily dying to our ways, our thoughts, our control? And finally, follow me. Where I lead, follow. How I live, you live. How I speak, you speak. How I love, you love. Follow me. Only me, I'm the way. The Christian life is not about comfort. It should cause a daily wrestle in your heart and spirit that leads you to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. That's the truth. So I'll ask again, are you comfortable? Think about it today. I'm Lori Klein.